You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back here on Drive Time Sports. We're going to stick with the local sports front, talk some junior college basketball. And the USU Eastern men's squad sitting at 5-9 as they go into the Christmas break. Yesterday, we talked to Greg Dart, vice chancellor of the school. He went over some of the ins and outs with the program and also talked about USU Eastern athletics in general. But for this segment, we'll focus squarely on the men's basketball program and bring back Coach Vando, who's joining us live in the studio. Coach, always great to hear from you. Great to get you back in. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me over here. It's always, you know, nice conversation.
Always, Coach, definitely. And this go around, we get to talk about a couple of wins. It seemed like there for a while, wins were a few far and in between. We had a six-game losing skid, halted that, then lost to an all-star squad. But this past weekend, a road trip to Snow College, and it brings back two wins.
Yeah, I think it was good. You know, the kids, you know, we could play good for the first time. You know, we won back-to-back games, and I'm very happy for them, you know, because, you know, at the end of, you know, the two games, you know, we have our confidence back. So, you know, the team, you could have feel like, you know, they feeling good to go to, you know, Snow College and beat two teams over there. So now we are in a Christmas break. It was very nice, you know, the atmosphere after the two games. You know, they're happy, they're accomplished, you know, what they practice during the week. And so now, you know, I think it's you know, during the break, you know, I hope that we're gonna have everybody healthy again, and right. We're gonna have the whole team back and with, you know, full of confidence, because, you know, when we're coming back, and then it's a different story. So we're gonna play, started our conference, and then, you know, the level of the competition is gonna be so high.
I want to talk to you about a couple of kids on the team, and you can tell me how they're progressing. First off, I really do like Milan Cerlik and the way he's able to handle the basketball. I think that right there's a true benefit for you guys at point guard. I got to watch Milan a little bit in high school as well because he was at Wasatch Academy, so I'm a little bit familiar with his game. However, he does seem a little hesitant to shoot the basketball. How would you assess the way Milan has played so far this year?
I think, you know, I talked to him, you know, a few weeks ago, and we had a, you know, a good conversation, and he told me that he's feeling that transition between high school and college. So, like, we talk about it, and then, you know, he said, you know, it's a different game. It's more physical, more, you know, the speed of the game is high, you know, it's more, you know, quicker and everything. He is still adjusting. But, you know, he's a very smart kid. He can read, you know, the floor really, really well, make good decisions, pass the ball really well. So now I think he's trying to, you know, involve people first and then, you know, try to score second. But I told him, you know, he have a pretty good, you know, three-point shot.
Right.
So that's, I told him, I said, hey, okay, you can involve people, but you know, don't forget, you're a very good scorer. You can score for us. I think, you know, all that kind of, you know, many info and adjustments, I think by the second semester right now, he's going to be much, much better.
You know, as far as the backcourt goes, you and I were talking off of the cuff that Hiram Weiler is no longer on the team. He had to walk away because of a knee injury. With that being said, it probably puts a little bit more on Milan. Definitely is going to put a lot more on Quinn Peters as well, because Hiram could score the basketball. How do you feel about your backcourt right now?
Well, I think, you know, like for sure, you know, Quinn is our start point guard. Mm-hmm. You know, the kid's really good. You know, he can score and also can involve people. But he's a big guard. He's strong, can attack the best, can shoot threes. But, you know, one guy is, you know, kid that is really, you know, surprised me, and he's getting better and better. It's Andy. So, you know, the kid from Nigeria, 6'5", 6'6", kid, really athletic, can, you know, he's been good. He's been surprising, scoring double digits every game and rebounding for us really, really well, because he's long and athletic. I think, you know, we're gonna be good, you know. Like I said, I hope that we have everybody healthy again. I think we have, you know, the weapons. But, you know, like I said, you know, this first semester we had, you know, a bad luck, you know, that we have guys coming in and out because, you know, injuries and get hurt. And they didn't have, you know, like playing time and have, you know, time to play and get better. So I think this break, you know, it's going to be good. And I'm pretty, you know, very, very, you know, how can I say, have high expectations on our guards. I think, you know, they're getting better and better.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Vando with the USU Eastern basketball team. You mentioned Andy. Isopehi, I believe, is how you pronounce
exactly.
it. Okay,
yeah.
Isopehi. I watch him play, Coach, and you talked about his length and his athleticism. When you guys are in a man-to-man set, he appears to be the guy that's going to guard the main scorer on the opposing team. He's a guy that's going to create some difficult matchups just based off his length and athleticism.
Yes, you know, he's he wants to take that, you know, challenge, you know, to guard, you know, the best, you know, player, you know, that's the team that we gonna face off. But, you know, the kids, it's great kid, work hard, and he never complained. He just wants to get better and better. He's, you know, when since, you know, he played high school in California. But and then, like, you know, he said, you know, college, you know, at the beginning, you know, he had to adjust, you know, the college, you know, style. But, you know, like he's been, like I said, he's been surprised me. He's been working hard. His work ethic, it's great. The kid, you know, wants to get better and help the team in any way, like on defense, offense. He doesn't matter, you know, if he scored 10 or 0 points. He's been good on defense. Like I said, rebounding, block shots, you know, being positive in helping the other players. I think, you know, the kid, you know, he's gonna get better and better. The one thing that I talked to him, and he don't know how athletic he is. If he's, you know, set that his mind that he needs to attack the basket, I have no doubt that he can jump over people and dunk it. The kids, he's a freaking athlete.
Oh, he definitely is, no doubt about it. With all that being said, Coach, you guys have 5 wins going into the Christmas break after these two this past weekend. Some losses I know were closely contested. You look at a couple of the road trips. So we had an overtime loss to a Utah All-Star team, and I've tried to tell people that Utah All-Star team was very good. They had Dakari Tucker, who was playing for the Utah Utes last season on that team. So you guys have had a pretty difficult schedule. All in all, what grade would you give your team? If you were giving them an A through an F, what would you give them?
Well, like you said, I think we lost 5 games. I think 1 game by 3 and 2 games by 2 and another 2 or 3 games by 1.
Right.
So I knew that, you know, this year is going to be, you know, difficult because we have, you know, our team is so young. You know, they need to learn to close games. And we play inconsistent, like a If you see, like, you know, just to get an example, that All-Star team, we were down, I think, 15 or 17.
17, yeah.
And then, like, you know, we play, you know, like 10 minutes on, like, a pure, like, a high-level basketball. But and then, you know, came the young part, you know, again, and then we started, you know, turn the ball over and all that stuff.
Right.
We are very capable. I think, you know, I need to have, you know, more patience, and we keep him working hard, and the kids are working hard. You know, like every time that we, you know, have a tough loss like that, you know, we come to the locker room, they feel that. You know, they care about it. That's the most important. And I think, you know, if I have to grade, you know, these kids, probably we are, because, you know, they're the intensity, the effort that they keep, you know, they give in every day. I think I'll grade them, you know, probably B plus, because they trying so hard. You know, they never quit, they never complain, they never point fingers on each other. So it's a process. You know, I know that, you know, we need to get through this, and I think at the end of the day, it's gonna be beneficial. And, you know, the young kids, you know, we're going to get better. And I hope that, you know, we can compete, you know, against the, you know, the against, you know, the teams from our conference that I know they're being ranked, you know, top 25 in the nation.
Yeah, Salt Lake is number 5 right now, and that's rare for a returning national champion. Sometimes when you win a national championship, you lose 10 or 11 guys, yet Salt Lake is right back up there at number 5.
Yes, you know, I've been watching them play, you know, through videos, and They're really good. CSI is really good, like always. Snow College this time, you know, they have size and they have shooters. Now, you know, it's we're not gonna have a break. You know,
no.
This conference it's so good, and I think most of the people they don't know that we are in the top three best conference in the country of junior college. And but I rather be in a conference like that than, you know, the level of the competition is so high than, you know, be in another conference, you know, that, you know, you're gonna win, but, you know, you see your team, you know, they're not that good. So I think, you know, being this conference, it's a blast, and the kids wants to be in this conference too, because, you know, they want to compete. They want to compete against, you know, who's, you know, considered one of the top 25 teams in the country. So I think, you know, like I said, I hope that, you know, we can get healthy. The whole team got healthy again. And I have no doubt that, you know, we're going to compete hard and we're going to try to represent USU as the best that we can.
Fall semester is now over, so the kids, they have Christmas break. It's going to be in a couple of weeks before we return to the court, and that'll be against Salt Lake. First conference contest of the season, that'll be January 4th, I believe, is the date on that contest. So between now and then, Coach, what does it look like for you and your team? I mean, the kids are gone, right? For the most part, they're gone.
Yeah, so they know what they're going to do, you know, during the break, do not to get back, you know, out of shape. They know what they got to do, and we talk about it. We talk, you know, our goals that we're gonna achieve on the second semester. They have their personal goals too, but like I said, I think we are in the same page. We wanna come back, you know, and you know, compete against these teams. Like, you know, our schedule is brutal. Four times against each other. I never, you know, no other conference in this country have that schedule. So. But like I said, you know, like it's nice that you can compete, you know, against, you know, the best of the best, and for them, it's really, really good too, because, you know, they have an opportunity to the 4-year schools, you know, watch them play against, you know, the best, you know, teams in the conference, and they get, you know, themselves recruited by big time schools, you know, that's. By the end of, you know, the day, you know, that's all matters. They want to play here in a high-level competition, and they want to move on to a high-level, you know, 4-year school as much higher as they can.
Well, Coach, it is always fun to get you in and talk a little bit about how the team is doing. Thank you again for the time. If I don't see you before Christmas, please have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I know we'll catch up again real soon.
Well, thank you so much, you know. It's always a pleasure to come over here, and for you guys who are listening to us, and I just want to wish a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you for your support, and God bless all, and I hope next year we're gonna have more fun.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
That's Coach Vando of the USU Eastern Eagle squad, always kind enough to join us in studio. We've got a break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll move over to the national sports scene, and we'll talk NFL football here on Drive Time Sports.